This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Will Clark yesterday, or a couple of days ago. We played it for you yesterday here on Jones and Keith.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, he is.
Pretty good stuff. And also, that part was, he was trying to make an excuse for Devers.
Yeah, Devers.
Saying that, I get it. He didn't want to be out there in front of the Red Sox, even though he actually was the first day in front of the Red Sox, I think trying to show them that they would do that, because this was coming off the press conference where he'd say he'd play any position. Everyone's like, oh, the Giants love him. What a great trade. How could the Red Sox do this? And then Will Clark, like David Ortiz, like Alex Cora before him, got absolutely stiffed.
So the timeline of the week goes, Will Fleming goes on with WEEI Afternoons. Mm-hmm. Great job by them. Mm-hmm. Great job by Fleming, who comes out with what we now know is accurate information.
It's 100% confirmed
by Will Clark.
Yeah.
Will Fleming said, Will Clark went to work out with Rafael Devers before one of those games in San Francisco, and Devers blew him off.
Will Clark
goes on with Eric Burns.
Burnsy.
On their podcast. I guess they do a podcast together.
Yep.
Couple of great ball players.
Oh, yeah.
They do a podcast together. And on his own podcast, he says, well, it was actually three straight days.
Right.
He wasn't out there.
Triples down on Will Fleming. Trying to put out the fire of Will Fleming's report by saying, actually, it was way more than that.
So Will Clark realizes, Keith, it's blown up in his face a little bit.
A little bit.
It's snowballed into an even bigger story.
Sure has.
So here's what he's going to do. He's going to try to put out that fire.
Let's see how he does.
And let's see how he tries to put it out by clapping back at WEEI Zone.
Yep.
Voice of the Red Sox.
That's right.
Will Fleming. Here's how that went.
Here's Will Clark.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right?
Hot start.
Honestly?
As hot a start as you could have.
So far, I love it.
Yeah, well, you're going to have that one ready because he came out fired up.
Let me just tell you, regardless how you feel about Will Fleming, Will Clark, Will Smith, anybody, this man knows how to curse. This guy understands the art of cursing. Yeah. I will tell you that.
He is one of the best.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right?
Just telling you how he feels right off the rip. He got the name right,
yep.
So he knows who this is versus.
Very clear.
Very personal, making it very personal.
Yeah.
And he wants him to bleep off for, again, pretty much just confirming his own report. But whatever. There's more. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's not get bogged down in that part.
No.
Although it's a great start.
There is a lot more.
Yeah.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of shit reporter. F*** off.
First of all,
yeah,
you gotta be kidding.
So is this gonna be an East Coast West Coast thing? I'm wondering.
Oh,
he made it
no.
that when it didn't need to be.
Oh my, I hadn't even thought about
this. This was not a Bay Area versus Boston thing at all until he made it that.
Yeah, he made it East versus West.
East Coast, that's like an insult, apparently.
Yeah.
He's insulting all of us out here on the East Coast by doing that. He also is claiming he's a reporter. Well, he's a play-by-play guy.
Mm-hmm,
he is a play-by-play guy, so that's a little bit different. Also, which I love this part, this can't be overlooked. He's saying that Will made it more of a story. Will Fleming. We'll use last names for this.
Yeah, it is.
He's claiming Fleming made it a bigger deal, when in fact it was Clark who made it a much bigger deal.
Will Fleming said it was one missed practice. Yeah. Will Clark made it very clear it was three.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hadn't considered, though, East versus West. Some say, and I don't want to fan these flames.
But is that an insult? Would you ever say that to somebody? Like, oh, you West Coast loser? Like, I don't know. That's where you're from.
I don't want to fan the flames. Kay. Some would say West Coast is the best coast, Keith.
East is the beast.
Not me.
Not you.
No, I would not say that. I don't want to make it any worse. Will Clark kind of dipped a toe in there. I don't want to make it worse, but I would disagree.
All right.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother All right? You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter? F*** off.
Yeah.
All right? And so other than that, I'm cool. But
okay. All so right. He just wanted to get that off his chest.
Sure. Yeah.
This is not great.
So I'm sure he just moved on after this, right?
I'm sure he dropped it.
Yeah, I'm good. Other than that, I'm good.
Spiked the football. He's like, I'm good. He said his piece.
All right. See where it goes.
Okay.
But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, blown out of proportion. Matter of fact, there's even some, I think it's on Instagram or something like that. It says that I was going to, like, grab him by the neck and drag him out there or something like that. It's like, what? I would never say that, you know, about a guy who I just met.
He would never say that?
Well, that's what he claims.
So on Instagram, it said I would grab Devers by his neck.
Yep.
Did that happen? Did he say
even
that?
If I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there?
He said that his podcast.
Well?
People just posted it on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, I guess that's where he saw it. I saw it on Twitter.
Hang on.
What?
Oh, no, I already said. I've listened to this a handful of times.
Sure.
He does have an explanation.
Oh, he does?
For that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Who's he going to blame?
It sounds like he very clearly said something, but now he's blaming something else for what people allegedly say he said.
All right, let's find out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be working with him for the whole time he's in San Francisco. You know, so, you know, with this AI bullshit that's going on, that's what that is. It's probably that AI bullshit. Because I haven't even posted anything on Instagram for a very long time.
Why do you want to work at WEEI?
It was WEEI.
It's really a masterclass. So he starts out by ripping Will Fleming, but then he pivots to blaming AI.
Yep.
So Will Clark,
smart, cover all your bases.
Angry guy. Yeah. Angry guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Really pissed at Fleming for taking a story, making it a bigger deal, even though it was Will Clark who made it a bigger deal. And then say, I never said that. I never said that. It was AI.
Did you know that Ted Johnson won 3 Super Bowls and had 757 career tackles?
We got it. WEEI. We know. Of course we know that. Everybody knows that. So I do love he's like, I haven't even posted on Instagram. Couldn't have been me. Right. I didn't even post. I didn't say that.
Also, Clark mentioned this before Will even did.
Correct.
Clark started this whole thing.
Yes.
And then so Will actually had sort of the lesser version of it, pointed that out, and then it gained a lot of steam. I'm not here to say more people were listening to EEI Afternoons than the Will Clark podcast. That's not the point.
No.
That's not the point.
No.
I'm just saying it got picked up more, it got amplified more there.
Sure did.
When Will was talking to Hart and Fitzy about it. So But then, of all things, like, that is the new I got hacked.
Honestly, it's
for
so
years
good.
And years and years, I got hacked. I got hacked. Like, you didn't get hacked. Oh, Ray Allen, you got hacked?
Yeah.
You were telling that lady those things, and you got hacked? Please.
Pretty graphic.
Very personal.
Pretty graphic.
Yeah. You know, the only people who got hacked are when a thing pops up, it's like, buy my Bitcoin. Those guys got hacked. Everybody else did not get hacked. Now, AI.
If you were stranded on a deserted island, what three movies would you bring?
Well,
I'd bring three games to glory.
Great.
Three games to glory two and three games to glory
these
three.
Movies.
Okay.
Fine. Those are fine.
Short films.
Yeah.
So look.
Will Clark's pissed.
Let's just back pocket the Will Clark excuse for any time this show, Keith, gets in some hot water.
Next AI.
Time we're in hot water, AI, that was AI. It wasn't us.
It's like, you see what they're doing on the internet now?
I haven't even posted on it.
This is a deep cut here, but Chair and Itty are two characters created by the Rick and Morty guys. It was on some special on Netflix, and it's something happens very graphic with them. And they're like,
happened at the popcorn stand in Goffstown?
You can really do anything with computers now. You can do anything.
That was AI.
Oh, that was AI.
Popcorn stand in Goffstown. That was
put
AI.
Put that on them.
Good point.
So, listen, I don't know Will Clark. All I know is he's a damn fine ball player, mm-hmm. and he is a San Francisco Giants legend, has his number retired. He won a gold glove and two silver sluggers, Jones.
Real nice.
CTE has to be at least brought up in this because he sounds like a maniac.
He sounds
a little...
And he's
mad at the wrong people. And then he's also like something that he literally said not that long ago. He's like, how'd this get on Instagram? You're like, buddy... They just posted your podcast.
People watch this podcast?
No, I said it to you in confidence, Bernsey. You're like, no, you said that to everybody.
Billy said it was like a real life Rick James moment.
It was.
That was like a real life Dave happened. Chappelle right Rick James moment is exactly what that
right
was.
Right before our eyes.
Yesterday.
It was AI.
Bill Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right.
That's more aggressive than what Brad Marchand said about me.
It is.
Because Brad censored himself. That might have been what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
But he just went with pound sand.
Pound sand.
Will Clark went a different way.
Go pound sand.
But it is similar. For everybody who got after you when Brad Marchand came out, Will Clark, this is what we mean. Sometimes you're protesting a little too loudly.
Oh, he's and hollering.
We all know you're got. That is similar to Marchand.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter. Well,
he's got us there.
This is how you lose a job very quickly. The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
That's like you would be talking on the radio and then being like, Jones, I told you that in confidence. It's like, no, you said it on the radio.
Said that on the air.
Hopefully people were listening. And if they decided to take it, run with it, then great. That's up to them.
All right. AI defense. We're back pocketing this. The Will Clark AI defense. Pretty good.
Oh, I mean, you see what they're doing with the computers now?
You can do anything. All right.
Yeah, that's tough. So,
pretty good media beef though. That's a good media beef. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great one.
Yeah.
There was a time. Remember, there was like five in a row, and then that cooled off.
Yep.
There were some intense ones. Ryan Clark and Robert Griffin III, maybe the most intense.
Is it still going? That one might still be going.
That one was wild.
I don't know if it's ever ended.
That took some twists and turns.
Bill Simmons and Pablo Torre.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Linda and Jordan is not a media.
Nah, not
beef,
really.
It's good beef.
The Stephen A. Whitlock one from a couple years ago.
That's a good one.
So funny.
That's a good
one. Do you remember that when Stephen A. Smith went on his podcast?
Yeah, there was some fat shaming.
That's all it was. It like turned to, he's like, I got all this stuff on you. And it's just like, you fat MF-er. I'm like, okay. But it was pretty hilarious. The whole time it was Stephen A. being like, I talked to people in my life and they told me I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do this. You're fat. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but that's a good
thing. He's like, if you're fat, nobody likes you. Nobody wants to work with you. And you're like,
a good singer, though.
Like, jeez.
That's like the time Laurel got into Paula one time. It was aggressive, but she got into her.
So on MTV Challenger, but she put her in her place because Paula was mouthing off and made Cara Maria upset. Friend of the Greg Hill Show, Cara Maria.
I think Wes, big Wes fan, but I think Wes dumped like a 3 liter of soda on Cara's head.
3 liter?
And Paula,
3 liter.
I don't know. They were in another country. Yeah. And Paula, Paula was, you know, kind of clapping at.
Paula was laughing and making Cara. Fun. And then Laurel came in and just said four or five things that all cut very deep.
Yeah. I mean, Paula's.
It was a TKO.
Probably still in therapy from it.
I think so.
But it was aggressive.
F*** off.
Sometimes.
Right. And so other than that, I'm cool.
Sometimes it needs to be said.
There you go. I was not ready for that this morning.
Me either. I can't wait to see where it goes.
It can only go up.
I can't wait to see what he says today. 617.
Fleming should issue a statement being like, it was just AI on his behalf.
Yeah.
To Will Clark, I don't know what you're talking about. This is all AI. And then he's like,
I wasn't on that radio
Then they can both be versus AI. And they're like, all right, we're on the same side
enemy
now.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Technology's a killer.
I like that. Okay, who you got in that media beef? 617-779-7937. We'll also get to more of Craig Breslow this morning. Not committed when it comes to whether or not Marcelo Meyer will stay up in the major leagues. That, of course, coincides with Alex Bregman and his return. We'll get to all of that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.